Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Panoramic Outdoors Podcast. Today we are doing our Christmas special.
Ho, ho, ho.
Yeah, we are.
Ho, ho, ho. Anyways, so today we're going to talk about some of the gear out there. We're going to talk about our purchase gear that we had over the last year that we love, our wish list gear, and some stocking stuffers for the holidays for you, your outdoors man or woman in your life.
Let's get right into it.
We got Tristan, Sheldon, myself here, Chase, and Tristan, we'll go to you.
Sure.
What's your best piece of purchase equipment this year, and
hands down the Badlands backpack. And it was just a day pack. I've touched on it in previous podcasts, but just for comfort, usability, being able to walk all day with a nice pack on your back that's light, fits well, you can adjust, it holds your gear in a intelligent way, we'll say. Whereas, like, maybe you buy the Walmart special and you only get your one main pouch and you're fishing for gear. When you got an elk bugling at you 40 yards away, no, don't want to do that.
Get some organization.
Yeah. And so one of my friends was saying, too, that the Badlands actually offers a kind of like a similar warranty to Vortex. So I haven't looked into it, but if that was the case, I'd be extremely interested in that.
Mm-hmm. So what's price range around on that?
I got a steal of a deal off the Bass Pros in America for $40 American for that pack.
No way.
But it retails for about $120 up here, $140 up here, I'd say. Yeah.
So $40 American.
Yeah.
So like $300 Canadian.
Plus three bottles of Crown Royal.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Shelly, what you got? What's your last piece there?
Well, the one that we kind of got, and I went halfers with my dad, and it wasn't a big, huge purchase, but it was a spotting scope. We ended up getting a Bushnell Extreme Series, and we did it for a bunch of different reasons. It runs between $300 and $500, and for the landscape that we're, you know, looking at and scouting and stuff like that in the summertime, we're looking at scouting maybe 1,000 yards or whatever out into the middle of the field. So we decided to go with this kind of a, I wouldn't say it's like the low end market. I'd say it'd be a mid range because Bushnell always makes like kind of a bang for your buck kind of optic. Right. So we find it actually very clear. It's kind of like rugged, so you can have it out in the weather, and we all know how Manitoba weather is. It can just change in a drop of a hat. But not only that, but like if you're taking it up to moose camp, moose hunting or whatever, and you drop it in the lake and you lose it or you wreck it or whatever, you know, you're out $300 or $400, not out $3,000 or $4,000. So in my opinion, for my purchase this year would be that. It's nice to watch deer out of our tree stand, like a big like kind of treehouse tree stand. We watch deer out of it with it, and it's got a few attachments for it for $300 or $400. I mean, I think it's just a great buy.
Cool.
I'm going to touch on your Badlands warranty here very quick. I'm going to read the first paragraph of their warranty page. It's called the Badlands Legendary Warranty.
Ooh. Ooh. I like it.
Yep, it's good. It's good. It's real good.
Santa not gonna like it though.
Santa's not gonna be,
could be out of business.
Bringing back a second pack. Says we don't care what happened to. Cut. Says we don't care what happened or whose fault it was. We will fix it for free forever. We could care less if you bought it at a garage sale or at a gear swap. As long as it says Badlands, it's covered. All we ask is that you use and abuse your pack as much as possible so we can learn how to make our products even better.
That sounds like my kind of pack, man. I don't know if you know me, but man, the way I treat my gear.
Oh, that's a pretty good warranty.
Yeah.
Okay. I like that because I bought a Badlands binocular
harness.
Nice.
Yeah. So that's good.
I also have a Badlands pack.
Nice. Chase, what was your purchase of the year here?
I got to go with my boots, man.
Oh, had, my God, these goddamn boots that you won't stop talking about.
Oh, they were
made for walking, man.
Compared to what I was in last year and with the miles that we're putting on, picked up a pair of Rocky Pro Hunters, and they just felt like they were designed to be on your feet all day. Super comfortable, good tread on them. My feet never got wet at all with all of the shit that we went through. And yeah.
So
seemed like quality boot.
That's one thing you probably don't want to cheap on is a boot, but what are you looking at for that particular boot you bought?
I think it was just under $300 on that boot.
Oh yeah.
I actually had to special order that boot because nobody in Canada had it. And it was, I didn't want to take the step up to like a Kentrex quite yet or like a Crispy kind of boot. And Rockies, I've had some good Rockies in the past for like colder weather boots. And I pulled the trigger on this boot and I found it really helpful. This
you put a lot of miles at Elk Camp, for instance, and never no sore feet, eh?
No, it was great.
That's awesome. And what about for weather? Like, did they keep pretty dry for the most part, unless it was like pouring or what?
Very dry. Like my feet were not wet at all.
That's cool. I like that.
And they come in size Squatch.
Yeah, they come in size Squatch. I would recommend you order the wide ones because I ordered the wide ones and they just like fit my feet perfectly, and I generally don't have wide feet.
So why'd you order the wide ones?
Just because I wanted to have the extra room if I want to put on a thicker sock. I was
thinking maybe you read it somewhere, but
no. But like compared to last year, I was in some boots that didn't fit me very well, and I literally had to take breaks and like lay down and perch my feet up against a tree in the air kind of thing to give my feet a rest. But these boots, no problem. Putting on the miles.
One workaround that I found was that it's definitely not at the same level you had, but I just put new insoles in mine, like aftermarket insoles. Still not great, but like definitely diminished the punishment that my feet experience throughout the season.
Yeah, for sure. I think people that put on a lot of miles on their boots don't realize how much insoles can make a difference. Like for me, like I'm, you know, climb poles and working on my feet a lot. And when I buy new work boots, I always buy insoles just because the insoles that come with them are usually garbage and they wear out right away.
Right.
So I think, yeah, that's a good point. Finding a good pair of insoles and even just make your boots last an extra month till next year.
Yeah.
You can go and do that for sure.
For sure. Good one. So we're going to head over to our wish list now.
Hope people are listening.
Yeah. For the wags, we call them wives and girlfriends.
My wife.
Tristan.
Sure.
What do you got on the wish list?
My wish list comes out of a kind of desire to have something that I half-assed purchased this year and should have just went full out on. So what I did was I purchased a bino harness, but I only purchased like the straps for it. I figured that would be okay, like the strap version. And the rest of the guys in camp had the full out enclosed version, whether it was like the Badlands, like Sheldon explained here, or I think Chase has like the, is it the Sitka version or the,
I got the Vortex.
The Vortex version, yeah. And Jameson has the Vortex version too. I mean, we're all running binoculars in camp, and I thought I could get away with just the strap version, but what happens is when you're running through that brush chasing elk or deer or whatever, or climbing a stand, your binos are just swinging. So having that concealed case that is tight, maybe in the Badlands case where you can put extra gear on it, even that's on the front side of your body where you can access easy, like that just seems like such a win for me. So I wanted to hop on and get on board with that.
Then not only that, but like they probably, I don't know, I'm just guessing, they got moisture on them, got dirty, like
yeah, Yeah, I lost the lens cap. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Vortex, great warranty again, but like, I don't have to deal with like getting lens caps every year because I lose a lens cap.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, no kidding. For my wish list item, this mine's a little bit bigger, but I'm going to say like a prospector's tent or like an Arctic oven, something that I can maybe do like 3-season camping out of. This year at Elk Camp, I used my enclosed trailer, which was nice. Like, it kept me up off the ground and dry, but I think a good tent, but I want something that's big and I can have a wood stove in. And I think that would be like my wish list item. Like, might be a little bit bigger, like quite a bit of money for those things. Like a couple grand, $2,000-$3,000.
Dream big, man.
Yeah. You can get used ones for about $1,000-$1,500, but I just think like prospector's tent, especially like I've set up a few of them and you can do it with another guy in probably an hour. And I think it's worth it for the comfortability.
Right.
That'd be my wish list. Yeah.
That's cool.
My wish list, I think for this year would be probably a new bow sight. One thing that I'd like to try and do is to stretch out my, just my range and my off season, just to try and hone in my accuracy a little more. So, either like a single pin adjustable and, try and stretch it out to like 100 yards kind of thing, I think
right.
would be something that I'd like to try and do. And just try and shoot a little bit more like that would be, I think would be advantageous to,
cause those big bow shooters, that's what they do is they shoot stupid ranges and then they come back the 60, 70 yards and all of a sudden they're just pinholing stuff. Right.
Yeah. I think that's the way to do things. I mean, if you want to really dial in your bow, I think that's probably the best way to do it. So, yeah. That'd be my wish list item.
What would you guys think would be like your lottery wish list?
Lottery wish list?
Go. You just say it in 10 seconds.
Oh, man.
Go.
A whole new hunting wardrobe.
Ooh, that's just, a good
that
one.
That was a good one.
Yeah. That was a good one.
Tristan, go.
That's mainly because clothing can't fit them after.
Yeah.
You know what, man? If I hit the lottery, all you guys would be coming north with me and we'd be heading to a cabin in the Yukon. Chase nice. And I actually spent one evening where we poured a few beverages and talked about whether it was more affordable to purchase outright in a float plane or just lease it for whenever you needed to go.
So what do you do?
You contract it. It's between the maintenance and the upkeep and the you're losing money, so you just hire out when you need to go north.
That's awesome. I think mine is pretty a little bit simpler, just a good ice fishing / hunting rig, like a side by side with tracks and a heated cab and
nice.
Yeah. I think that'd be pretty cool.
Oh yeah, for sure. That's cool.
All right. So we're going to move on to our stocking stuffer.
Ooh.
Maybe
the only thing I'll get this year.
Yeah. Hopefully. Let's each pick two.
Yeah.
Of your, what you would recommend for.
Sure.
The outdoors person in your life.
Can I just say that Christmas is exciting because that's where I get 85% of my hunting gear from, maybe 87%.
Yeah, and 95% of your underwear and socks.
Yeah. Well, that's part of the hunting gear, man.
Yeah.
So if I had to pick a couple stocking stuffers, the first one I would pick is an elk call holder. I referenced this in previous episodes, but there's a couple out there that they make, and A, making sure that it's got a little airway through it, but... I lost too many elk calls this year to like fart around with trying to keep them in your pocket with grime and stuff like that. So just something where I know those calls are going to be in a time where I need them and how to access them. The other thing that I could use is a few Ford fenders, just mainly because I lost a few this spring fishing for Lakers up in Clearwater. And mainly through just negligence, but they also worked really well for us. So Just like, yeah, those big, large lake trolls for fishing for lake trout, or we had some luck with the rainbows with them too.
Right.
Shelly?
Wish list items. Or no, stocking stuffers. I'm going to ask you a few questions here, Tristan, about this one. Because one of mine would be a good thermos / to-go mug.
Yeah.
And I'm not up to date. What would you suggest doing? There's the Stanley ones again, or what?
I'm looking to do a YouTube video on that soon.
So never mind, that wasn't in my
stocking. It would depend on your needs, is what I'm going to say.
Right.
So what do you want to use it for?
But basically just keep coffee hot. Like, I find myself when I go out to, for instance, deer hunting in the later season, and you get to your stand and you have half your coffee and the rest cold.
Yeah.
You know, the cheap ones. And
I'd go with the Stanley. Yeah. And then I'll go into the reasons in the YouTube video.
Perfect. That's a good one. And then actually a couple other things too. A blind hunting chair. Although my stocking might be small, this one can just like be laid underneath it. but like, do you ever sit on like those stools and you go and move and it's like, like, can you imagine like a swivel type office chair sitting in a blind? Like, that'd be the cat's ass.
They have them at Cabela's. They're on sale.
Oh yeah, like Browning has them.
There's all the time. Yeah. On sale.
Yeah, I know. It's my stocking, man. And the last thing I'm gonna
that's put maybe in my Chase's stocking.
Yeah, exactly. With his squatch feet. The last thing I would like to get, and I haven't been able to find for a long time, but I used to have a pair of Under Armour gloves, and they're really thin, but they're very warm, and I haven't been able to find a replacement glove for archery hunting in later seasons when it's colder, you know, to wear kind of underneath my release. And the closest thing I've been able to find is like a wool glove, cheap one, but it keep my hands warm. But I like to find a nice, good pair of gloves. So if anyone's listening and they got some suggestions, let me know.
Can I give you one?
Yeah.
Winners sometimes has Under Armour gear.
Yeah, and I don't need Under Armour gear. I'm just saying I had a pair and I lost them. They're super good.
But I'm saying like for example, like we got duck hunting gloves. I bought a couple pairs of Winners for like super cheap. It was $30. And it was like those pair that go up to your elbow and will keep you watertight kind of scenario.
Right.
And they're Under Armour brand. Like, you're, if you buy those at Cabela's, you're looking at,
you know, $40, $50, $60.
$70, $80.
For those long ones, yeah.
Yeah, probably, man. Yeah. So like,
it's funny. I actually just read a tip on social media somewhere, and someone's like, yeah, buy your hunting gear at Winners. They got a lot of stuff when it's in season or out of season.
Yeah, out of season. Yeah, man.
Never thought of that.
I'd second that.
It's a good tip. Chase, nice. What's in your stocking?
My first thing would be elk calls. So, like, diaphragms, like Tristan said. He lost a few. I burned through a couple this year.
What kind, though?
I would... Honestly, right now, I would go, like, strictly any Phelps game call.
I would second that.
Fucking amazing. Their diaphragms are fantastic, and
it took me a while.
Their open read calls are really. Did I just sound like a seal there? They go
here we go. Took me a while to learn how to blow them, like compared to that, like, because I was blowing Carlton's for a little while, but once I dialed in the Phelps, holy man, were they?
And they're open reeds are really well made and they sound fantastic too. So all of those will fit in a stocking.
Yeah.
My second one, broadheads. It's always something I'm buying every year. And I'm always like, do I need broadheads this year? And then I look at my quiver and I got like 1.5 good broadheads. The half being like two blades on my muzzy or like jammed up and one's still good. Like, maybe I could run a sharpener down that, but maybe I should just buy new ones. So
stop shooting them at chickens.
Yeah, I guess so.
Or trees.
Yeah, roots, trees. So Jody, if you're listening to this one, some Mozzie 100 grains would be perfect for the stocking. Yeah, That's all I got for stocking stuffers.
Okay, Tristan, if Santa could bring you one hunting trip in Canada.
In Canada?
Where is it?
I've always...
Hunting, fishing, whatever.
Yeah. Ooh, fishing. You threw fishing in there, eh? I have to do them separately because they're just so different.
No, I
got to do it. I'm not listening to you. So I've always wanted to go on a muley hunt. I thought that would be just like super, super fun. You just look at these mule deer online or in magazines or whatever, and you just, they're just gnarly mm-hmm. animals. And yeah. It's just a drastically different style of hunting from like whitetails to like, even the way we hunt elk here, we talked about, is like, you're still in thick brush, right? Whereas you're hunting these mule deers, they're bedded down and brush or something like that in the rolling hills, right? Which is a lot different. Fishing, I'd love to go out to the West Coast and do like either some deep sea trolling for salmon or like fly casting. I know our buddy that runs Andrew's West Coast Adventures there, hooked Jace up a couple times, and man, it would just be awesome to lay into some of those West Coast salmon and just...
It's good, man. It's real good.
I know. And you cooked up those shrimp the other night, man. He takes you out for a salmon or halibut fish or whatever, and then you go...
He doesn't do halibut.
Ling cod.
Yeah, I do ling cod, salmon, yeah.
You go hammer those, and you go on the way back, pick up your shrimp traps, and like, yeah. Sent you home with a bunch of shrimp. And man, those are the best shrimp I've ever tasted in my life.
Oh, they're unreal, man. They almost taste like sweet.
They do.
Right?
No, they do.
No, I believe you guys.
Yeah.
It's nuts. It's but crazy. Like, they're so good.
Yeah.
So that's what I would do with my Santa, if Santa genie wish list.
Santa.
Whoa. Jeez.
I would probably do a combo sheep mule deer hunt.
Oh, here we go. We might as well throw ptarmigan in there
too. In an area that I could fish trout. But yeah, I don't know. I've had this strong desire over the last couple of years to go out west into the mountains and hunt, and to be honest with you, it could be mule deer or sheep or anything.
Yeah. I think for me, I've always thought of doing like a northern, like Yukon moose hunt, because I just love moose hunting.
Yeah.
I think it'd be so cool to like be able to see a 35, 40 inch moose and be like, no, I'm going to wait, because you kind of know that yeah. You might see a bigger one. I think that'd be super cool, and just watching them rather than when you see one in northern Manitoba, you're after it kind of idea. So I like that aspect of it. But like after I moved up to the north to work and stuff like that, I really fell in love with it. And I, you know, would love to do like maybe like an Arctic wolf hunt, or like if I could like get a muskox tag or something, like somewhere where you're just like in the middle of nowhere doing something super crazy, living off like a snowmobile, you know what I mean, like, and setting up camps while as you're driving, like kind of like a nomad in a way.
Yeah,
you know, I think that'd be super cool. I think that's what I would probably wish list for.
That would be pretty wild.
And I've heard that muskox is all about like getting there. Once you get there, it's not the toughest hunts, but it's about like tracking them and finding where they are, and actually like just physically getting your ass out there without breaking down or freezing to death.
Yeah, I think that'd be super cool.
Yeah, they're impressive animals, man. So Chase, what are you got a boy there, Decker. What's going to be in Decker's stocking / like present box here that's going to be outdoors related?
I don't even know. Not gonna lie, I have not done any Christmas shopping yet.
Oh boy.
But he does like that one duck call that I think you got him.
Yeah.
Last year.
That was, you know, I got that from my buddy Chris, and it's actually like those as a duck commander like youth call. And
yeah.
It's just a hole, and it just, you blow through it, and it sounds sounds kind of mallardy.
Oh man, he thought that was the best thing. when he figured out the yo man, he was like jacked up.
That's awesome.
I don't know what else I can get him. I think it's kind of tough to get him into the outdoorsy stuff for Christmas, but like,
yeah,
summer months I think are better for that kind of thing. Just getting them out and like eating berries, and
yeah,
he loves eating shit off trees. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, but he likes watching the birds here at home, eh?
Like, oh yeah,
yeah, that's yeah. cool. Well, that I think, what is that? That's our Christmas wish list then.
Christmas special. Wish
list. I hope Santa was listening.
Yeah.
I hope someone was listening.
Santa.
Hopefully someone loves me.
Take care of those reindeer up there.
We'll be coming.
Send
them south. Send them south.
All right. On. I hope everyone has a great Christmas. Has a great holiday. Stay safe. Yeah. I just wish everyone the best and a happy new year.
Yeah. Thanks for all your support this year, guys. Everyone that's listened, been a part of our Instagram and social media stuff, you guys have all been amazing. And hope you all have a fantastic Christmas and a fantastic 2019.
See you on the ice.